Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, Steely Dan bringing us back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Robert Brands, Robert F. Brands, is our guest. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival. And that's what we've been talking about with Robert. Robert, your website again, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, the website is robertsrulesofinnovation.com, and it has all the definitions of the elements and some tips and good stuff for your audience.
And you're also a Vistage member, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
That's an organization we're very familiar with. We have had a number of Vistage coordinators, leaders on the show over the years, including the leader of the whole organization before. So we know a lot about Vistage. Robert, let's talk about your rules. And you base it on basically spelling out the word innovation. Inspire, it's all about inspiration, risk, product development, ownership, value, accountability, training, ideas, observe, and get results. That's sort of the, I'm giving you folks the 10-second tour of his rules. Talk to us about some of these.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts within, let me first say that the spelling out the word innovation came naturally after we had figured out what really the key elements are that you need to put in place to successfully innovate and do it in a sustainable way, so you do it over and over. And one of the key things, obviously, is inspiration. I'll do the first and last one real quick. It all starts with you, the leader, the owner, you know, the entrepreneur. You need to set the tone, walk the talk, be involved, engaged, and really push it enthusiastically. And help your folks understand what you want to do and focus on it. The last element, the net result, net reward, of course, it's all about the return on investment, but most importantly, it's all about recognizing the people that are involved within your organization, because that does wonders. A little bit of recognition. It doesn't have to be monetary always, but let them help lead your effort or your initiative, and they'll blossom.
I want to come back to a little something we talked about a little bit in the previous segment, and that's the second I in innovation in your the way you describe this, and it's called idea management.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I fear that too many small business owners do is they think that all innovation has to come from them, and the truth is most of the really good stuff is going to come from your people if you'll tap into that. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I'll give you a great example. Hollywood Woodworks is a small woodworking operation in Hollywood, Florida, that would make the high-end bars in Ritz-Carlton's. They had an awfully tough time at the beginning of the recession and didn't know what to do. So they surveyed and worked with all their associates. I think it's nearly 400 people. And they asked them, what can we do with the assets that we have? And there, some ideas came back, and they ended up making some church benches for a while just as a result of some associates saying, how about fulfilling this need? So it's really important to have an open mind as to where all these ideas could come from to grow the business.
Well, one of the things that I've been telling my audience for the last 3 years is in this era, in this age, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think?
Right, yeah. No, exactly. Think about the process. Think about how can I do this differently, more efficiently, so we can reduce cost and benefit the customer. It's very important, of course, to really listen to the customer, understand what problems are they trying to solve that I'm coming with solutions with.
And if you're not getting innovation ideas, innovation seeds, things that the next direction, part of the next direction of the company is, you know, can go. And if you're not getting that from your people, either one or two things have happened, right, Robert? Either you don't know how to listen, or you don't know how to ask, or you've hired the wrong people. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's all about ownership and accountability elements, you know. But it's, I mean, if you have the right team, they will and create an open forum to really think about it and spend some time on it. You know, buy a box of donuts, sit around the table with a cup of coffee and start thinking, hey, guys, What can we do differently? It's all about creating the environment.
Well, and the other thing is whenever an employee gives you an innovation idea, it's raw material, isn't it? Probably. It's not, it probably isn't the finished product that you'll take to market. But so that's what I mean by listening. You've got to say, okay, what would that, you know, what is that? He's given this to me in yellow, but you know, is that the color we need to take to market? Isn't that kind of the way we have to think about these things?
Yeah, absolutely. An idea that comes to fruition is rarely really the final form that it goes into. So think really very creatively and think about the other ideas that came around it or that are associated that possibly can combine to be even a bigger winner and be open for that.
I'm looking at your T here, training and coaching. Couldn't you also include in there, in that section, culture? Because isn't the way to do this, what you're talking about, is to basically build a culture of innovation in your company?
Yeah, the culture comes first and foremost in the inspire and the I, because that's driven by the entrepreneur and the owner and the president of the company. He needs to create the culture, but it definitely needs to be coached and encouraged.
And people have to feel that if they make a mistake while being innovative, that they will be redeemed too.
Absolutely, that is key. You will not be innovative without some failures.
And when you fail, you have to believe that you're going to be redeemed and not fired.
Tolerance. Be tolerant.
Hey, website quickly, one more time.
Website is robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
Robert, will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to.
We've had a good time today. Thank you for teaching us.
Thank you, Jim.
Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen, Robert's Rules of Innovation, wherever books are sold. Check it out. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.